The outgoing president of South Korea, Kim Dae-jung, says pressuring or isolating North Korea is not the way to get the communist state to abandon its nuclear ambitions. Kim said today that they cannot go back to the Cold War system of confrontation. He urged dialogue with Pyongyang, echoing statements made yesterday by Secretary of State Colin Powell. NPR's Eric Weiner reports from Seoul.
Powell says the U.S. is, quote, looking for ways to communicate with North Korea, although he made it clear that talking is not the same as negotiating. That won't happen, he says, until North Korea dismantles its nuclear weapons program. At the same time, speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Secretary Powell tried to assuage fears about possible war with North Korea.
We are not planning a preemptive strike. The United States has a full range of capabilities, political, economic, diplomatic, and yes, military. But we are not trying to create a crisis atmosphere at this point by threatening North Korea.
Powell says the nuclear standoff can best be resolved through diplomatic pressure, working with Japan, South Korea, and especially China, the nation with the most influence over North Korea. Secretary Powell is careful not to use the word crisis to describe the nuclear standoff, but crisis is exactly what North Korea seems to want. North Korean television announces that UN weapons inspectors are being expelled from the country. A spokesman for the UN's Atomic Energy Agency says its two inspectors will in fact leave North Korea tomorrow. North Korea has already dismantled the UN surveillance cameras at the Yongdong nuclear plant, about 50 miles north of the capital, Pyongyang. John Large, a nuclear consultant who's worked for the British and Russian governments, says North Korea appears to be following through on its threat to restart the nuclear facility.
And what we're seeing now is the final jigsaw pieces going into place. I mean, the expulsion of the two United Nations IAEA inspectors means that North Korea will effectively isolate its program from the rest of the world. We will not be able to assess openly how the program is developing over the next few weeks and particularly few months while they extract plutonium, if that's their intention.
North Korea says it's restarting the nuclear plant to generate electricity, but independent experts say the plant isn't capable of producing any significant amounts of electricity. It is capable of generating weapons-grade plutonium, enough plutonium, U.S. intelligence officials say, to build about half a dozen nuclear bombs. That's in addition, says Secretary Powell, to the small nuclear arsenal that North Korea already possesses.
We now believe they have a couple of nuclear weapons and have had them for years. This new facility, should they do what they're capable of doing and producing several more nuclear weapons, it will not feed one more North Korean child. It will not light one more North Korean home.
Many analysts believe that North Korea is engaging in nuclear blackmail, threatening to expand its nuclear program unless the U.S. provides it with billions of dollars in economic aid. But some observers say the Stalinist state's nuclear brinksmanship may be motivated not by greed, but by fear. Don Oberdorfer, author of a book on the two Koreas, visited Pyongyang recently.
My impression was that they wanted some kind of a face-saving out, and they made it very clear to us that they wanted to discuss, negotiate with the United States, not for any money, not for any actual tangible things, but for some kind of assurance of their security, and if so, they would, as they put it, clear the Americans' concern, which I think meant get rid of the program.
America's top diplomat for Asia, James Kelly, is preparing to travel to the region in the next week or two. He'll meet with U.S. allies, Japan, and South Korea, but as of now, has no plans to hold talks with North Korean officials. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Seoul.